This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
So, Sean Hannity's probably been lied to. And of course, they live in New York. He's probably friends with Cuomo. Cuomo's kind of run things. I get it. But he has tweeted that the video that's out there that's on Drudge, that these guys came up and confronted Cuomo with his family. That's not true. Cuomo was with some other big guys and a woman. The guy thought his name was Frodo because, because he was Bill Baggins. Fredo. And so he simply said, hey, Fredo. But he is now known, Chris Cuomo, as Chris Fredo Cuomo, period. And this is the reality. He's the guy that says your 11-year-old daughters should be in showers with full-grown men who have male genitals. You can read his tweets. He's a guy that threatens to attack guests on his show and thugs up on people. He's a guy that calls Trump a gangster and all these names. And here's more of his hypocrisy right now.
Then we get to the heart of it. The face-to-face encounter, the man, Nathan Phillips, apparently wanted to defuse the tension, and he walked up to do exactly that. And surely the kid, Nick Sandman, he doesn't seem to be afraid, but he did make a choice, and that was to make it into a standoff. That was not a good choice. Was it legal? Sure. That's not my test, and it shouldn't be the test. Here's mine. If that were my son, who happens to go to a great Catholic school, would I like what he did? If I were there, would I have allowed the kids to be in that situation? No. And no.
So, Chris Fredo Cuomo, that's his new official name, Chris Fredo Cuomo, or just Fredo the Bully Cuomo, comes up when somebody asks, hey, Fredo, take a picture with me, gets in their face, threatens to kill them, basically, throw them downstairs, wreck them. He says, oh, when the kids have a bunch of people march up to them that are threatening to kill them, beating drums in their face, that they were bad for standing their ground. But he comes up and thugs out. We have the host of That's the Point joining us with Brandon. That's the Point with Brandon is the show. He was sent this footage, and he was breaking down earlier that the truth is that it is Fredo that is the thug here. Other points you think are important to add?
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, he protected Antifa when they went through that whole process. He's always been an advocate for extreme leftism behavior. Always 100%. One thing I do want to point out is how fast and quickly they try to spin the narrative, trying to say that there was, like, you know, the family there, and it was, and then they try to target the word Fredo as a racial slur. And then, you know, it started trending as, you know, that fast. So once they realized, though, that it didn't mean that, and the whole masses knew that, they couldn't, you know, they're still trying to push it, but it's not really holding any water. I definitely,
you know, you want to host a show here. You should host a show here because you make better points than I do. You cut right to the chase. In fact, looking at the internet today, no one's buying that Fredo is a racial slur, and it's backfired. And I should have just said up front, he came up, thugged out, did this. The media tried to cover it up. They tried to spin it. It blew up in their face. And now it's one of the top trending things. And he's now known as Fredo Cuomo. He literally jumped the shark.
Yeah, no, 100%. He tied himself. You know, he stepped right into his own trap, though. Like, he did exactly what he says he speaks against, but yet also advocates for. He's a complete mess. It doesn't make any sense. You know, so one thing I do want to say is, I don't know if you guys seen this shirt, though. These colors don't run. You can get that at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, like, these colors don't run, man. You know, never run from what you stand for and never run from the truth. Video proves itself. He stepped himself into this own trap. Now they're trying to spin the narrative of Fredo being racist, and Italians are like, what are you talking about? And they're like, forget about it. And that doesn't even make sense. And the way YouTube tried to censor it so fast and the way they tried to take down that video was, you know, it really didn't surprise me, but it was amazing. But the backlash that I guess we put on them, or Trump put on them, or however, when they retweeted, they put it right back up. So, you know, we got to fight against that censorship like they're doing the InfoWars.
We're back in 60 seconds. I want to ask you one more question when we come back. How can Fredo politically survive this? We'll talk about it with the man who put the video up. It's on drudgereport.com.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
That's the point with Brandon, is the name of his very popular online show. He also does a lot of great interviews. People send him a lot of really cool video. He's been a guest on my show, been a guest on the other InfoWars shows with his prolific work on YouTube and on other platforms. But this story's a lot bigger than Chris Cuomo, the no ratings, hit and run thug, nobody, Fredo-esque brother of another America-hating thug, Andrew Cuomo, who said, if you're pro-life or pro-gun, get out of New York. People said, oh, you're joking. He said, no, get out of here. Then he said, America was never that great. It'll never be great. And people are like, did he really mean that? He's like, yeah, I mean that. That's who these leftists are. Chris supports Antifa going out and attacking innocent people and violating the First Amendment. But he doesn't support the Covington kids standing their ground. We played that clip earlier, but he's really jumped the shark. Now, Fredo's one of the top trending terms. They tried to say that it was racist to even say that. Didn't know that it was Italians even saying it. Wouldn't matter if you were a black guy or an Irish guy or a Chinese guy. Fredo means you're a weak person. This guy thought he was Fredo. He heard Rush Limbaugh and saw clips of Limbaugh calling him Fredo. But boy, I tell you, the bullying of Chris Cuomo is just emblematic of how all their bullying isn't working anymore. I'll shake 50 hands, literally, before one person walks up to me while I'm here in San Diego and says, F you, I hope you die. But it doesn't matter, because they're nobodies, folks, and they're upset. Cuomo doesn't have 300,000 viewers of his show. He's a joke. He's a legend in his own mind. And that's why they have to censor, hoping by censoring us, the truth won't come out. It's Cuomo. I've been playing this clip. Let's cue it up. Cuomo that said, let's not worry about, in the Jeffrey Epstein list, the names of who went to the pedophile island. Let's not get caught in that. Remember, he's the one that said, when these WikiLeaks come out 3 years ago, he said, you're not allowed to look at WikiLeaks.
More reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play, you want to play. If you got something you want to say about what I do on television, then say it. But I'm going to fall near.
Hey, listen. What? I don't want any problems.
Yeah, you're going to have a big problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV. Insult me like that.
I didn't insult you.
You call me Fredo. It's like I call you punk bitch. You like that? You want that to be your nickname?
I didn't call you that.
You called me Fredo. You know my name now.
Fredo, your name was.
You did not think my name was traitor. Don't be a liar. You want to be a man, stand up like a man.
Again, that's just some of the exchange. Here is clip 16 where he's talking about Epstein. Well, we'll get that clip for you. It's here on my list. Going back to the host that saw that that's the point with Brandon, you made a lot of great points. What are some of the other points you think need to be made here?
Just the fact how CNN gives passes, how the mainstream media gives a pass to somebody like that. And they talk about how Trump and us Trump supporters or the, you know, Trump supporters like that are privileged or white privileged, and they get away with everything. I mean, if anything is a perfect example of what they claim to be of white privilege, wouldn't that be Cuomo not being arrested for physically threatening and injuring somebody and threatening to harm them? Isn't that a charge?
Well, that's
you know what I mean?
Well, that's exactly what's going on. What do you make of him saying don't investigate the accomplices with Epstein? We have the clip. We're going to add it and post later when we post this at Infowars.com. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, listen, that river runs deep. And anybody on that side and up at that level knows why he doesn't want that not to be investigated, because those branches reach out far. And that touches everybody in the mainstream pretty much. And he's in fear of that, and I believe, you know, whoever's trying to cover it up is part of it, bottom line. That's the way I look at it. If you're not trying to expose the truth for the evil it is, you're a part of it, and you're trying to mask it, and you're trying to hide it from the public, and you're trying to condone it, in my eyes. So if anybody's trying to prevent the truth from being exposed, especially like this kind of guy who Chris Cuomo, who's continuously be caught in lies and using double standards the way he talks and allowing other people to mention the same name, Fredo, but never calling it out until it's said to him. And all of a sudden it's the end of the world. It's the new N word. Fredo's the new N word now, I guess, for Italians. Who would have known, right?
Well, you're absolutely right. I really do appreciate you joining us. I know you're coming on the War Room today. Somewhere in between 3 and 6 p.m. And where's the best place for people to find your great show? That's The Point with Brandon.
Yeah, That's The Point with Brandon on YouTube. You can Google that. Also, That's The Point with Brandon. It should pop up. On Twitter is the same thing. And Instagram is That's The Point _ Brandon. Check out every link or every video in my link in the description has my TTP shop merch. Also, guys, get to Infowarsstore.com. They have this awesome Betsy Ross. These colors don't run. Yes, so that's where everybody can find
us. God bless you. We appreciate you coming on. And producer, ask them when we got Mark Randazza. Thanks. Hey, thank you so much for coming on with us. Again, there's so much big news around the world, but this Chris Cuomo thing is really, really a big deal because it shows him thugging out. And it shows the media trying to cover it up. And it shows all the different angles. We're going to post this live interview you just saw to Infowars.com in the next 30 minutes or so. Hope you share it with everybody. We're going to add him saying you're not allowed to read WikiLeaks. We're going to add him saying that you shouldn't investigate the other people involved with Epstein. I mean, this is absolutely critical. We're going to play those clips next segment, too, because this is the big show that reaches millions of people. And it's very, very, and very important that people know about this, that they understand this, that you know the ball game of these people who think they're above the law and who think that we're a bunch of animals that they own and they run. My job here is to get people from being slaves to being free. Because if I'm going to be free with my children, you need to be free as well, us together, the universe, and the world. Now, as we go to break here, please remember that we are under globalist attack because we tell the truth, we don't back down, and that we're never going to give in or shut up as long as we have support. I won't back down. I won't sell out. I won't give in. But I could give out, ladies and gentlemen. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, without your support, we're not going to be here. We make it really easy with the best air filtration, the best water filtration, the great shortwave radios, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, really amazing books and films, and the Betsy Ross t-shirt. You know, we've gone through two limited edition designs of that. We have the Don't Tread on Me Betsy Ross flag that's about to sell out. And then that's it for those designs of those. A lot of other great collector shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. And I keep saying today's the last day. Sunday was supposed to be the last day. I said, okay, Monday, mega sale, a one-year anniversary, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50-60% off all the supplements. Well, a bunch of them are getting close to selling out. Some of the stuff doesn't come back in for 3 months. And so they're like, hey, it's time to go back to regular price. You need to come out with some new specials. Well, I've been so busy with all of this and on vacation. It's not really a vacation. I've been working the whole time. Just like 80% of the time. That I haven't gotten the new special up. So when I get off air here in a minute, so because Owen Schroeder is going to take over, and Mark Rendaz is coming up a lot more, it's just critical to remember that that's how we fund this operation. This is the last day of the sale. But I want to thank you all for your support and for spreading the word about how we were right about Epstein and so much more. But we've got a lot to talk about with Mark Rendaz on the other side, because he's a lawyer that argued
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Also interesting is, remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us. And in full disclosure, let's take a look at what is in there and what it means. Talking about Epstein, you got to stick to what is common sense on these things. All right? Don't get buried in legalese. Don't follow the finger pointing. And please don't get caught up in the intrigue of who was better friends with this guy. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares who flew on airplanes with underage girls and children? Who cares if smugglers reportedly brought really young kids into the island? Who cares if it was a giant international blackmail ring? I appreciate Mark Rondazza coming on with us. I was having a technical difficulty earlier. Didn't know you were there until the end of the segment. I apologize. But you are an Italian-American, also an Italian citizen. Hell, a lot of time I talk to you, you're in Italy. You founded an Italian language school, so you were particularly ticked off by this Cuomo thing. Now there's an interview on Infowars.com where he referred to himself as Fredo. So this whole race baiting thing where everything's racism is now extending to calling him Fredo. What do you make of this, Mark Rondazza, constitutional lawyer, First Amendment lawyer, who, of course, is really here because you, with Mike Cernovich, got the huge 2,000-page bombshell document?
You know, I hate fake race baiting to try to shut down debate. I really hate it when it's done in my vowel at the end of my name. You know, and as far as Chris Fredo Cuomo goes, I think I've got much more Italian cred than he does. And there is not a shred of any support for the thought that calling somebody Fredo is somehow a slight on them for being Italian-American. I don't really think that the Godfather, that Don Corleone, is a great figure to live up to. I don't respect that kind of thing. But, you know, when somebody calls James Brown the Godfather of Soul, they certainly are not insulting him. But Chris Cuomo, he is the dumb son. He is the nitwit of the Cuomo family. So I think he is Fredo. So, you know, Chris Cuomo really, I think, made a screw up. If you watch that video, man, that guy should sue him for assault. He's got a great claim against him. I would love to see that happen, because if that had happened to anybody else, you know, in any other circumstance, if those tables had been turned, you bet Chris Cuomo would be screaming that somebody had assaulted him or made threats against him. So, you know, Cuomo, you know, stai zitto, if you even know what that means. It means shut up.
Wow. Why do you think he's so arrogant and just exploded at this guy? That CNN is even defending it now. YouTube took the video down. It's now back up. And they're still sticking with it. That, no, you know, this guy said a racial epithet. So we now agree with Cuomo running into him, bumping him, saying, I'll wreck you. I'll throw you downstairs. I mean, is that not a terroristic threat?
It's not a terroristic threat, but it is a threat of assault. I mean, it is assault is when you put someone in imminent fear that there's going to be bodily harm. I mean, that guy, you saw that guy. I mean, Cuomo was picking on the guy who was, you know, not quite looking like he was there for a physical altercation. I mean, I think what the guy did, I think bothering people when they're out with their family is not all that cool. But, you know, Cuomo, I get a funny feeling that his dad must have called him Fredo or something. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Mario Cuomo, I know it's not going to be popular with a lot of your viewers, but I think he was a great American. I think Chris Cuomo ought to be proud that that was his dad. And then Chris Cuomo ought to get off the air and do something that's a little more suited to his intellect. Like, you know, I don't know. I could use somebody to pick up the garbage out in front of my house on Monday mornings when the foxes get into it.
Okay, the really big news here, Mark.
It's not a racial epithet. It's not a racial attack, and it's just disgusting that he's trying to play that card. I think it's beneath any normal person's pride when they play it from the side of the traditional victims. But let me tell you something. As an Italian-American, if there's anything that racial bias or prejudice does, it helps us. We are the one group of people in America who's got no right to complain about bias. Because you know what? When I sit down at a date, hell, I'm already halfway in bed with the girl because of the vowel at the end of my name. You know, the pre-expectations about us, what? We're great lovers. We know how to cook and we know how to live life. You have a problem with that? Then give up the vowel at the end of your name to be Chris Cuomo or Fredo Cuomo. I just don't want to hear this from anybody out there who's Italian that they've been oppressed. Get over it.
Mark Rodazzo, what do you think his new nickname should be? I mean, I'm thinking like Fredo Cuomo or just CNN's Fredo, or what do you call him?
You know, it's almost an insult to the Fredo character to compare this guy to him because, you know, he's actually sort of, you know, I like that clip that you showed. That's my favorite demonstrative clip of Chris Cuomo when he gets up there on CNN and tries to tell people that it's illegal for them to have documents that CNN got a hold of, but it's okay for him to have them. So, you know, what's a good name for him? Look, I love everybody should call him Fredo just because it gets such a rise out of him. Forget Fredo Cuomo. It's an insult to the Cuomo name the way that that guy's such a clown. Just plain old Fredo.
Now, Mark, I know you've got to go soon, but if you can even do five minutes into the next segment or however much time you've got, because you with Mike Cernovich,
hold on,
soon,
I'm
got a big Losing audio. Yeah, we've been having some technical difficulties. That's part of it when you're on the road. And part of that going on. Houston, do I get a thumbs up for folks in Houston? We're good with Houston. I really wanted Rondazza on today about the fact that they sued with Mike Cernovich to get documents pertaining to Epstein with an end run by him being involved in another suit that was there. And they got these latest documents implicating world leaders, British royal family, you name it, inside of the pedophile island on board the aircraft. This is all big. And then Epstein dies the next day. That was the real reason that I wanted to get Mark Rondazza on. But I was talking to him this morning. He said, hey, man, I'm pissed off about this whole Fredo thing. That guy is a Fredo. I want to come on and talk about that. And so I know we've already spent now 45 minutes on this, and we've got China invading Hong Kong, and we've got Trump saying it's a very serious situation, proxy wars going on with India and Pakistan and China, and we've got the economic war going on. We've got Trump with his draft executive order, go after big tech censorship, but we've got so many other big guests waiting in the wings that are coming on the show today, and we've got Owen Schroyer, it's been sitting there patiently while I've been babbling. What are some of the things you're going to be covering, Owen? Because we're going to have you co-host coming up here soon.
Well, we'll go over some of the latest developments in the Epstein thing. We're going to take calls in the fourth hour. I'll be hosting the fourth hour today. So we're just going to take people's calls to see what the latest there is. I think it's fair to say at this point, I mean, still a lot of questions remain, a lot of gray area, but I think it's pretty much 100% certain at this point there was an inside job. Again, whether you want to say good forces, bad forces, outside forces, clearly, though, inside job. It took somebody inside this facility to pull this off. And, you know, we'll look at the Hong Kong news. We've got some other crazy news going on where they're trying to sexualize the kids as usual. But, Alex, I'll say this in closing for the Cuomo thing. This is what really stuck out to me about this. I mean, you've had coffee poured on you. You've had people threaten your family. I mean, you see the videos of how they treat me. Never, ever once, with all the disgusting treatment have we received, have we ever threatened anybody or have you ever tried to get violent? So really that is the difference here between people like that.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. and we'll expand and really give the globalists rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Baby, I'm gonna teach you what a love's all about tonight.
Well, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the energy of what's happening in the world, Trump saying he's going to take executive order action on censorship and so much more, it's amazing. I'm going to hand the baton to Owen Schroyer and, of course, to Mark Randazza in this segment for the big issue, the 2,000 pages that he went and argued in court for Mr. Cernovich, why this is so important. The media really isn't getting into the names that are in there. These are incredible names. And why these documents are so bombshell. Then I want to get Randazza's take on what he thinks about Trump's draft that was leaked to CNN so far to counter big tech censorship. So I want to thank both of them for being here today. Owen doing a great job. The crew doing a great job. As we cover all this information, I want to remind listeners, the only way we reach new people with the total media blackout and the censorship is by you telling people about InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com. When you share the articles, you share the videos. We're going to post all this information today after it's live up in different video sections so you can get it out to everyone you know via your own instant message, via your own text message, via your own email. Those are some of the few areas we're still able to get stuff out. But now Microsoft and Apple are announcing that, and others that, and Facebook, that on your personal text apps, they're reading and watching what you say. Humans are reading and watching. And they're not going to let you say certain things or do things now. This is beyond 1984. It's wrong, and we have to say no. So those are all topics Mark Randazzo is an expert on, constitutional lawyer, that you can speak to. But first, Mark, the huge developments with the 2,000 pages that the media dare not get into, and Epstein's death and all the questions. You've got the floor, and, of course, your co-pilot now is the great Owen Schroyer. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Yeah, you know, these documents, there was a mighty, mighty effort to keep them quiet. First, it was one side wanted them closed, then the other side, then the side switched sides when we got to the appeals point. Then at the appeals court, there were other parties who came in who never disclosed who they were. They came in as anonymous parties who wanted to work to keep these documents under wraps. And, you know, once they came out, I mean, I still haven't been able to look through all 2,000 pages of them, and I'm sure most of the press hasn't even done that. But we're seeing a lot of names come out that, frankly, are somewhat shocking to me. New Mexico former governor, former ambassadors. I mean, I am really kind of shocked. Now, remember, we have to remember, and this is a thing I'm really glad that the Court of Appeals did. The Court of Appeals took a very unusual step in their order of admonishing the press that when they get these documents, it doesn't mean that any of it's true. These are accusations levied by Ms. Giuffre, which they might be true, they might not be true. But you know, a couple of things that did come out in them that you can see in black and white in the documents, you know, there's been this accusation that Alan Dershowitz was one of the people who engaged in relations with her. And if you look at the documents, it seems that his name didn't get floated until it was by a journalist who said, yeah, you were probably with him. So it didn't originate with her. Now, she's claiming this is true today. So, you know, again, I really don't know. I have a hard time believing it. But when I see something like that, where I see a journalist essentially plant, it seems to be planting the idea of someone to accuse in the accuser's mind, I've got a problem with that. Maybe there's something else that shows something else on that. But Mr. Dershowitz has been pretty adamant about his denial, as has former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. You know, as have everybody else involved, but. When we look at all of this, and then we just, you know, maybe coincidence, maybe conspiracy, but it seems really, really bizarre that the day after the documents all come out, you know, the suicide prevention techniques that are supposed to be employed at the prison are not employed. This guy was on suicide watch, and then they take him off without following proper procedures, and he just happens to wind up dead, and now, you know, we're not ever going to know what he has to say. But when you think about it, you know, he got a sweetheart deal. You know, something that I just couldn't imagine anyone else getting. He had a business empire built on blackmail. And, you know, he had every incentive to stay quiet. Well, when he's now facing the rest of his life in jail, I think his incentive to stay quiet goes away. And then he mysteriously winds up suiciding himself, or, you know, maybe not. I really think that this is a scandal that should be investigated, should be reported on, should have been reported on before. I mean, I think if you remember, the whole history of digging into these documents started when, you know, the summary judgment motions were filed and everything was under wraps. And of all the journalists that should have been looking at that, and especially hometown newspapers in New York, I mean, CNN is right there in New York. New York Times is right there in New York. They didn't bother to look at it. They didn't bother to go in and do what the press almost always does, and that is to say that the courts have to be open to the people. No, it took Mike Cernovich coming in from California to do it, and then to their credit, eventually the Miami Herald did show up as well. And, you know, we were glad for that because Mike's a small operator, and his ability to sustain the protracted battle that this was somewhat limited. So when the Herald showed up as the cavalry, I think we have to recognize that the Herald and Julie Brown at the Herald did a fantastic reporting job. And their lawyers, especially a guy by the name of Sanford Borer, did a great job coming in and fighting alongside of us. And they've really taken over the fight now. But, you got to look at when you see something like this under wraps like that, when it's a public figure involving people at the highest levels of government, potentially. I mean, when you've got, it at least implicated, or the story implicated, the relationship implicated people on the Republican and the Democrat side. I want to know what the heck is going on. And I just got to ask why anybody else didn't want us to know. Who didn't want us to know? What didn't they want us to know? And what are they keeping quiet now with Mr. Epstein being quiet? I really don't know. But these are things that every American should be asking, because this doesn't just happen. I mean, I don't sign on to very many theories that say something is a conspiracy. I'm pretty skeptical when I hear that. I like coincidence more than conspiracy. But here, I just don't see it. When you have all this quiet and you've got this federal judge who, he didn't die under mysterious circumstances. The federal judge who initially, I think, made the error. He wasn't even buying green bananas. He was so old. So, the fact that he passed away of natural causes while in office did not raise much of a concern with me. But why on earth this judge did something that I have never seen a judge do before, and that is allow the parties to simply designate something as confidential and then keep them from the public eye. I don't want to speak ill of the dead, and I don't want to impugn his character. But I would like to know just what he was thinking. And, unfortunately, because of nature, we're just not going to know what he was thinking. And because of Epstein's death, we're not going to know at least his side of the story. And I just wonder how many rich and powerful people from wherever, all over the world, could have been very deeply embarrassed by what Mr. Epstein had to say. And all we really have to work on right now is this 2,000 pages of documents. And already they're at least showing us some things that we didn't think we knew. At the very least, there are people who were accusing Trump of being involved sexually with her, which the documents seem to have disproven. These documents seem to show that she claims that Trump flirted with her, but never had any sexual relations with her. Well, I know that's going to disappoint a lot of people on the left, but the truth is the truth. Now I want to know the rest of the truth, and so should you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we get back, we'll discuss more of this. We've also got other news developing here on the Alex Jones Show, some video clips. There is a presidential race right now, too. We'll get an update on that. And your phone calls in the fourth hour. I'll be sticking around taking your phone calls on all the Epstein fiasco. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags of under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Sawyer taking over with Mark Randazza. We're going to continue to discuss this Epstein debacle, what really happened, what the American people are thinking. We're going to take your phone calls on that in the third hour. I'm going to be joined by Hotep Jesus coming up in the next hour. Before I get Mark Randazza back on here, we may have only one day left. I'm not sure. It was supposed to end yesterday, but the one-year Banniversary sales are still happening at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get up to 60% off. You heard me right. 60% off some of the top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points on every order. Patriot points can be used for future purchases. Try the Survival Shield X2. While it's 50% off, read the thousands of five-star reviews. Try the DNA Force Plus that's 50% off. Read all the reviews. Try the Turbo Force that is replacing so many people's unhealthy energy drink when they need a boost of energy in the middle of their day. Try the Vitamin Mineral Fusion that replaces or gets you the vitamins and minerals that you're not getting from the average diet. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off emergency food supplies. All kinds of hats and T-shirts. And again, It's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps InfoWars on air. That's how we survive the censorship. So hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com today to make sure that we are on air tomorrow. So here's where we're at, Mark Randazza. We're supposed to believe in a series of coincidences between security guards not being on duty, being off duty, replacement security guards, camera malfunction, suicide watch removed. Then they go, apparently people are hearing shrinking, breathe, Epstein, breathe, like out of a soap opera or something. And then after the whole thing, they have, and I don't even know if I'm buying this, it almost feels like it's staged, or if they really did it, you have to scratch your head and wonder how incompetent these people are. The FBI finally raids Epstein Island. Wow, really? After you gave how many people how many months to go clean it out? And believe me, they did. I mean, they sent in basically whole crews of trucks and I mean, it's like they could have exhumed anything and everything. The electronics were removed, so here's where I'm at, Mark. Still a lot of questions, but I think with what we know, and let's get your take on things where we're at right now. Basically, with what we know, this had insider elements. Somebody inside this facility had to pull all of these switches to allow this to happen. It had to be a multiple-man job. There's no way it was one man that did this. And so, to me, I'm sitting here saying, wow, we either have some powerful dark forces that can pull something like this off right in front of everyone's face and then have the media lie about it, or, wow, we've reached a point where things are so serious. I mean, this, again, I think it could go either way. I think most people think he's dead, but did they do a dead man switch, put him into witness protection as he's basically turning over all the documents and cooperating with this investigation? I think, you know, still a lot of questions. The media is going to continue to tell us 1 + 1 = 3. And if you don't believe that, you're a conspiracy theorist. But where are you at with all the information we have right now, Mark Randazza?
You know, I'm just a natural skeptic. So I'm still willing to believe that this is just an incredible example of incompetence and coincidence. I'm also willing to believe that this was an inside job. I'm willing to believe anything. Because, you know, but right now I just think there are too many coincidences for it just to be simple incompetence. But it might be, you know, there are a lot of people who wind up in American prisons who ought to be watched who wind up dead. There are a lot of really incompetent and stupid things that happen in our prison system. But I gotta imagine that if I'm anywhere in the command structure at this prison, and I know I've probably got the highest value domestic asset that's been arrested in quite some time. Certainly one of the highest value suspects that he's had in that jail. I mean, this guy is higher on the list than John Gotti, who managed to survive until the end of his natural life. You know, he's sitting in that cell, and you're not asking for every single thing to be perfect. You're not saying, everybody watch this guy. You know, I'd really like to start seeing the people who are in command at that jail brought before some committees and have a full investigation. You pointed out this raid on the island. I mean, I've seen these drone pictures where it appears that in one picture he's got all these computers on the desktop, and then by the time the raid starts, everything's gone. I would like to know where the heck everything went. And what exactly he's got hidden somewhere. Because, you know, a guy like him, when you look at his financial history, there's at least stories that say that he just couldn't have made that kind of money doing what he was doing. And he had some very questionable deals that nobody could quite explain, you know, how he'd managed to sell a piece of real estate at such a high price, for example. And there's at least speculation surrounding that. Well, this guy was making blackmail money. You know, he's got to have a little black book somewhere that he hid for his own protection. And I'd be very curious to know what's happened to that. Now, that picture you just showed, that might debunk at least one of the pictures I've seen, because I've seen a photograph that was specifically saying that computer gear disappeared. It showed one drone picture showing that picture. showing that computer on the desktop, and then the next one showed it gone. You just showed it wrapped in pink plastic with an officer there. So, you know, I think one thing we've got to be careful of also is falling victim to how many different conspiracy theories could come out. I mean, there is just, it's such fertile ground for it. This is just so perfect for any possible speculation to be true. And I just don't see anybody yet really doing a deep dive on this, really doing a good job of showing us what the heck's going on. Yeah, that Macintosh that's there, I recall seeing something that looked like that on a before picture and then an after picture. So, you know, maybe that didn't disappear. But how in the heck does this happen? I mean, how does it happen where this guy has already apparently tried to kill himself? I mean, just right there, let's step away from, like, the governmental involvement. Let's step away from all of this. I mean, let's just look at the fact that even if this guy just killed himself out of despair, which I think anybody could imagine, anybody could understand, you know, think about the nameless people that are sitting right now in jail cells. Think about the people who do kill themselves when they should be on suicide watch in our jails. I mean, that's just, you know, that's somewhat getting buried in all the political intrigue of this. But, you know, our jails are just a disgrace for a first world country. And that's at least something willing, you know, that should be looked at. I mean, heck, you think the liberal press would be at least looking at that, saying, you know, if Jeffrey Epstein can't be kept safe from himself, you know, no wonder Sandra Bland wound
up. Well,
I
think part of that is just the prison, you know, the prison system has become an industry, and we've kind of gotten away from that old school mentality where it's literally like, I mean, if I'm Attorney General Barr, like, I've got Epstein shackled to my ankle or, like, you know, latched up to my bed or something. Like, he's not leaving my sight.
Yeah.
But it's so so industrialized now, you know, it's so packed up that they have to run it this way. I mean, I got to say, Mark, I have no doubt. I mean,
but I don't know.
This is not a coincidence. I mean, come on. What are you talking about? What do you say? 1% chance coincidence, incompetence? I mean, this is a hit job.
Look, listen, if you're going to ask me to bet my retirement on something, I'm not betting it on coincidence. So, yes, I'm with you on that.
But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this as a lawyer who's dealt with stuff like this before. Was it odd, the timing of the raid? Because they already raided his New York estate, and they got a bunch of, I mean, you know, they got a bunch of stuff there, like wow stuff, like holy smokes, like international crime boss kind of stuff. Was it odd, though, for them to wait a couple of weeks before going to the private island after construction crews have already been out there and removed who knows what?
I find it strange because, you know, you see videos every day of some low-level weed dealer sitting on the couch, and then armed cops bash down his door and raid the place to save the republic from the grave sin of a bag of plants that might get you high. Meanwhile, this is conducted in such a lackadaisical and we'll get to it when we get to it way. Yeah, I find that really unusual, really bizarre.
Yeah, and I think more than anything, and there's the pictures again, it was August 1st when there were construction crews out there doing who knows what. Here's the big thing, the big takeaway from all the details. The American people are demanding answers, Mark, and I don't think they're going to be able to brush this thing under the rug with the mainstream media saying 1+1=3. I think the American people see 1+1=3, and the media is lying to us, telling us it does, and then telling us to shut up. Something's wrong here.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.